Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is written in the book of Romans, the 4th chapter, beginning with the 1st verse. What then will we say that Abraham, our forefather, discovered according to the flesh? If indeed Abraham had been justified by works, he would have had a reason to boast, but not before God. For what does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now to a person who works, his pay is not counted as a gift, but as something owed. But to the person who does not work, but believes in the God who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited to him as righteousness. Indeed, the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not given to Abraham or his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness that is by faith. To be sure, if people are heirs by the law, faith is empty and the promise is nullified. For law brings wrath. Where there is no law, there is no transgression. For this reason, the promise is by faith, so that it may be according to grace and may be guaranteed to all of Abraham's descendants, not only to the one who was a descendant by law, but also to the one who has the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. In the presence of God, Abraham believed him who makes the dead alive and calls non-existing things so that they exist. This is God's word. Dear friends in Christ, a family tree. This is an item that many people are really involved in today. Where do we come from? Were some of our ancestors really important in their day? Well, this morning we also looked at a family tree. But this family tree is not one we can trace back to a distant relative. This tree contains Christians, only Christians. It is a tree we have to have no say in. It's a tree traced back to God's grace. So this morning, we will be tracing the family tree of God's grace. And it begins with Abraham, the forefather. We heard in our Old Testament reading the call of Abram to leave his hometown of Haran to go to a land he had never been to before, told by God to go and do it. That would be quite a decision to make. He was a prominent man where he lived. He had a lot of possessions. It would mean gathering them all together, getting it all loaded up, and go to a place he had no idea what it was like. But he was told by God to do it. And so, immediately, he tells his wife, his servants, he gathers all of his animals, all of his other possessions. He takes Lot with him and Lot's family, and they go, they leave Haran, eventually to go to the land of Canaan. Why did he do it? Because he believed that God knew what was best for him and his family. God told him to do it, so he didn't say why or whatever. He just said, yes, Lord, I will go. And God blessed him in his travels. And when he arrived in Canaan, he became a very prosperous man, very respected by his neighbors. Abram was a child of God. Now, to a person who works, his pay is not counted as a gift, but as something owed. He was a child of God not because of what he did. When he obeyed God's orders, he did it because he did it out of faith. It wasn't a work that he did. It was a way to show God, I'm thankful and I believe what you are saying and that you will bless me where I go. It wasn't works. For what does Scripture say? Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. Or but to the person who does not work but believes in the God who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited to him as righteousness. Abraham was a child of God because of his faith. It wasn't because of his works. He didn't earn a special position with God. And yet, isn't that what so many people today say? Work righteousness. If you live a really good life, God will bless you with heaven. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to try really hard. And that will gain you an entrance to heaven. That's what mankind wants you to believe, because mankind is proud of what he can do. And he feels, therefore, God should bless me because of my actions. But that's not what we're told about Abraham. Yes, he did follow God's commands. Yes, he did remain faithful to God. But he did it not to gain God's favor. He did it because he trusted God. He believed that God said the things that would be good for him, and so he followed God's commands. And that's what our text says for us. It's not your works that make you a member of that family tree of God's grace. It's your faith. That's what happened with Abram. What about his Jewish children? Abram, when he got to the land of Canaan, knew that God had said to him, "You will be a father of great of many people, of great nations." But he had no kids. But God said, "You will have a son." And eventually, yes, even though Abram and Sarah were both over 100 years old, Isaac was born. And from Isaac and then down the line came the Jewish nation. Also a nation blessed by God. They were his special people, different from all the other people of the world of that day. And God was with them. When they were in Egypt and they were slaves, God sent Moses. And God, in his own power, led the Pharaoh finally to say, "Get out, leave this country." God led them through the sea to the land of Canaan eventually. God blessed them. I just finished reading Isaiah and Jeremiah, and it speaks of God's judgment on the people of Israel. And yes, they had to pay for the fact that they started worshiping idols. And yes, even offering up their kids to false idols. But whenever they repented, God was there. God kept them as his children, not because they all of a sudden turned around and became very good, but because they turned to God and said, "Help us, God, we trust you." Abram was their father. But now we talk about ourselves. Our text also says that there were others besides the Jews. We also are members of that family tree of grace, but it's not because of what we have done. Man's sinful condition, born in sin, born sinful, born prone to disobey God in everything we think, say, and do. That's how we are at birth. And because of that sinful nature, we deserve to be separated from God. We deserve not to be a member of the family tree of God's grace. But God wanted us to be members of that family tree. And so he sent his son. to do what we couldn't do. To first of all, live that perfect life that God demanded of us. And so Jesus, for 33 years, walked this world as a man and as God, but never sinned. The devil, every single day, he tried to lead Jesus to disobey his Father, to falter just one time. But the devil never, ever succeeded. Jesus' life was perfect. And he said, now because of what I've done, if you believe on me, if you are members of this family tree of grace, then I'm going to give you a special garment to wear. When you appear before my Father on Judgment Day, he will not see your sins. He will see my perfection. That garment is a gift to us because God loves us. It's a gift because of God's grace. Jesus had to do more. His Father said, I demand a sacrifice, a death, to pay for the sins of the people of all time. In the Old Testament, it meant offering up a lamb, the best lamb of the flock, done over and over again, and it had to be repeated because it didn't work. But it did point to the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world, and that was Jesus. And so on Good Friday, he allowed himself to be arrested, beat, mocked, scorned, tried, convicted, although innocent, to death on the cross. He didn't fight it. He didn't say, it's wrong. He didn't say, I didn't deserve this. He just basically said, do it. That's why I have come. And so he allowed himself to be nailed to that cross, and shortly before he died, he said, it is finished. With my death, all the sins of all people have now been paid for. And then he was placed in a grave. But he didn't remain there very long. You and I, when we die, we're placed in the ground, and that's where we stay until Judgment Day, but not Jesus. On Easter Sunday, the tomb was empty. He had risen, overcoming death and the devil once and for all of us. And he now says, because I have risen, you too will one day rise to live with me in glory. Just believe it, and heaven will be your home. You see, all of this has happened to us because God loves us. God loved Abram, said, move from Haran. False gods are being worshipped there. I am preparing a land for you to live in. It's called Canaan. Go there. Live there, and he did, and God blessed him. To his descendants, God said, obey my commands, I will be your God, you will be my people. And as long as they were faithful, as long as they believed in him and trusted in him, he blessed them because he loved them, because he was gracious. And that's what he does for us today, too. We are also on a journey from birth to death, from the sinful world to the world that is to come, which we call heaven. We will get there because we are members of that family tree of God's grace. We are children of God solely because of that grace. Believe that Jesus is your Savior. He is the way to heaven. Abraham is our forefather. Because just as God was gracious with him, so he is gracious with us. That family tree of God's grace will continue now, and beyond now will continue through all eternity. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall guard and keep you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.